Yippee! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we're going to do lots of adding. But before we do, I need to remind you that this is called Listen and Learn. So if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it. Even if you think I'm going too fast for you, it will be okay. You can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. Let's get started. Let's write our names at the top of our paper. Remember to write neatly. And when you're finished writing your name, you can put your pencil down because we are going to color and count first. So if you look at your picture, you'll see it's a football game or a football field. Something's happening. In the back, do you see the cheerleaders? All right. One of the cheerleaders has both of her hands up in the air. Do you see her? Let's color her pom-poms. She's got both her pom-poms, those fuzzy little circular things up in the air. Let's color both of her pom-poms red. The cheerleader with her pom-poms both up in the air. Color each one red. How many does she have? How many is she holding up in the air? You got it. Two. She has two pom-poms up in the air. Two is going to be one of the numbers in our addition problem. Two plus something else. Yep. All right, put down your red crayon. Do you see the other cheerleader? She's got one arm up and another one down. Let's color her pom-poms green. Color her pom-poms green, the one up in there, and she has one down by her side. How many pom-poms is she holding with the one up in the air and the one down by her side? Yep, two. So we have two red pom-poms and two green pom-poms. So our problem is going to be two red plus two green equals, let's count it, one, two, three, four. 2 plus 2 equals 4. We're going to talk about the word equals today. Yep, be ready for that. All right, let's move on. Let's look at all of the helmets that everyone is wearing. Let's color all the helmets that everyone is wearing blue. If they are wearing a helmet, color the helmet blue. And I am going to kind of try to count and color at the same time. I've got one, two. I love that girls and boys are playing in this game. That makes me happy. So I'm coloring my second helmet. Two. One, two. Okay, I'm going to color my next one. Three. Do you like football? I watch baseball more than football. I have to be honest with you. I don't understand football that much, but both of my nephews have played football, and so I pretend I know what's going on. One, two, three. Oh, here, this girl over here has got a helmet on. Don't forget her. So this would be four. Do you see anybody else wearing a helmet to protect their head? Me neither. Okay, take two more seconds to color these blue helmets on heads. One, two, three, four helmets on heads. Put down your blue crayon. Do you see the helmets by the cheerleaders? Nobody's wearing them. I don't know if they're for the cheerleaders. I don't think cheerleaders have to wear helmets, but maybe. Let's color those two helmets purple. Oh, I just said let's color those two helmets purple. I should have asked you to count them. But I do see two. It was quick for me to see two. Was it quick for you to see two without heads in them? Okay, so we have two helmets on the ground. And how many kids are wearing helmets? Four. So we have four plus two. We're going to find out what four plus two is equal to. Do you know what equals means? Equals means the same. Four plus two is the same as saying the something else. So let's count the four blue helmets plus the two purple. Ready? One, two, three, four, five, six. Four plus two equals or is the same as 6. We could also do 2 purple plus 4 blue helmets equals 6. It's the same as 6. Good. All right. Ready? Do you see the footballs hanging out on the ground? There's some footballs hanging out on the ground. No one's holding them. Let's color those footballs brown. Find your brown crayon and let's color those footballs brown. How many footballs are on the ground? This time I didn't spoil it. I didn't say how many. 1. I'm going to try and color and count again. 1. 2, 3. Looks like 3 are on the ground. How many do you count? Okay, so 3 footballs are on the ground. Take 2 more seconds. 2, 1. So we have 3 footballs on the ground. And then let's color the footballs that people are holding. Do you see the boy holding the football? Color that one brown. He's holding one, so color it. And then do you see the girl that's holding one? Color that one. So we have 3 on the ground plus 2 that are being held. So we're going to have 3 plus 2. Put down all your crayons. Let's count the footballs on the ground plus the ones that are being held. Touch and count the footballs. Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 3 plus 2 equals or is the same as 5. Good job. We could also say 2 that are being held plus 3 on the ground equals 5. It's all the same. Okay, do you see the goalpost? It's back in the back. It's kind of like a U with a pole. It's sticking up, the letter U with a pole on it. That's a goalpost. That's what I've been told anyway. Let's color that orange. Any kind of orange will work for me. That's the goalpost. I sure hope that's the right word for it. Somebody told me once that it was that. You try and kick the football through there. You want to get it in between those. That's what I've been told. Anyways, how many goalposts are in our picture? Yep, I just see one. Just one goalpost. You know one is going to be in our addition problem. So one goalpost. Should be almost finished coloring it. All right, put down your crayons. And let's look at the referees. Do you see the referees? They're wearing striped shirts and they have a baseball cap on. Or maybe I shouldn't call it a baseball cap, but they have a cap on because they're playing football. Yeah, let's color his cap black. If you don't have a black crayon, you can just use your pencil. Let's color his cap on his hat, on his head, the hat that he's wearing on his head, black. And then let's color his shirt black and white stripes. So leave some white or some blank spots for him on his shirt. So how many referees do you see in our picture? Yep, just one. Color his pants black, and then color his shoes black. I only see one referee and one goalpost. Let's color the referee's hair. Let's color his hair. I almost said his hat. We already colored his hat. Let's color his hair brown. All right. He's got some brown hair sticking out. Okay. Our equation or our addition problem will be one goalpost plus one referee. 1 plus 1 equals or is the same as 2. You've got it. 1 plus 1 equals 2. Okay, let's color what the cheerleaders are wearing. First up, let's color each of their shirts blue. Each of their shirts blue. Look at the cheerleaders. This will be our next problem. So they're going to wear blue shirts. Both of them should be wearing blue. How many cheerleaders are there again? 2. That's going to be the first number in our next addition problem. 2. We have 2 cheerleaders. They're wearing blue shirts. And let's put them in red skirts. Any kind of red works for me. Put them in red skirts. So two cheerleaders. That's going to be the first number in our addition problem. Put down your red crayon. And then let's color the football players, the ones with the helmets on. Let's color their shirts red. All of them. The ones with helmets, any kind of red will work. Color their shirts red. The ones wearing helmets. So we have one, two, yeah, three. Just trying to color and count as I go. Three, four. All right, so we have two cheerleaders and how many players? Four. That's our next addition problem. Two cheerleaders plus four players equals, let's count, touch and count. Put down your crayons, touch the cheerleaders and the players and count. One, two, three, four, five, six. Two plus four equals six. We can also change it and say four players plus two cheerleaders equals six. It's the same as six. Two plus four is the same as six. Let's move down. Move down to the 10 frame under the players. It's the squares with the circles in them. See them? Okay, I want you to color five counters green. Five counters green, all in a row. One, we're coloring the circles. Two, we're coloring them green. Three, four, five. And then color the rest of the counters orange. One, two, three. Put down all your crayons. Let's count what five plus three is. We have five green and three orange. We need to find out what it's equal to. What is five plus three the same as? One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Five plus three equals eight. It's the same as eight. Let's write eight with our pencil on the line. So you can use a 10 frame to count, and you can color and count, and look. You can use your fingers to count. We have zero fingers on this hand. How many fingers are on this hand being held up? Two. Write the number two on the line. What would we have for an addition problem for these fingers? We would have zero plus two equals two. You got it. Okay, let's move down to the number line. Do you see the two with a circle around it? All right, trace that circle around the number two. Two is going to be the first number in our addition problem. And then we're going to add five, five, five. I want to five is. So when we use the number line, we started on the two, and we're going to hop five times. Do you see those rainbow hops on the number line? Let's trace them starting on the two, and let's count five. One, because we're adding five. Two, three, four, five. What do we land on? What number? Seven. That means two plus five more equals seven. It's the same as seven. Will you box up the seven? Put a square around the seven for me. Two plus five hops on the number line equals seven. Two plus five equals seven is the same as seven. All right, scoot down to the word. Do you see the word equals? E-Q-U-A-L-S. Let's trace that word. It says equals. Trace the E and the Q, the U, and the A-L-S. Equals. And then let's trace the number problem under it. 1 plus 7 equals 8. Can you find the symbol for equals? Do you see it? 1 plus 7 equals 8. The equal sign looks like two lines, one on top of the other, like a railroad track or a road. Circle that equal sign. That's our word for today, equals. Last one. Do you see the problem next to the helmet? It says 2 plus 3 equals. We're going to draw a picture to find that answer. Put down your pencil. And the first number in our problem says 2. So find a purple crayon. Any kind of purple works for me. We're going to draw 2 stripes on the helmet with our purple crayon. 1, 2. Put down your purple crayon. Do you see the other number in our problem? 2 plus what? 3. So find your blue crayon and make 3 stripes with your blue crayon. 1, 2, 3. And put down your blue crayon. Now we're going to count our 2 purple stripes plus our 3 blue stripes. Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. What's it equal? It's the same as what? 5. Write the number 5 for me on the line. You did it. Boys and girls, you're amazing. You rock. I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye.